contradicts me when I ask you to decide. Oh, choose whether to stay or go. I ain't here to set nobody free. How you feel about me now? Act so surprised when I speak out. You pacify me, feed my doubt. Listen, I will not be held down. You patronize me when I say I ought to let you go. Honey, I've decided though, you ain't here to set nobody free. Why the hell did I keep on stalling while you wore me out? Reality is setting in. So how you feel about me now? How you feel about me now? No, it won't work, but you can pout. Go right ahead, just scream and shout. I'll drown you out and make the sound. You validate it when I say I ought to let you go. Honey, I've decided, oh, you ain't here to set nobody free. Why the hell did I keep on stalling while you wore me out?
Yeah. Well, here we go again. Another year of Tales from the Dropbox is about to begin. Welcome. This is episode 134, if you're following at home, and the first one of 2019. I know I took a little bit of a break, but I needed one. Kind of recharge my batteries, get excited about the new year, and again, appreciate how much I enjoy bringing the show to you. Today, we started everything off with a band called War Girl. They're out of Long Beach, California. That song was called How You Feel, from their self-titled debut, which came out on Clouds Hill on October 26th of last year. And if you're reading the notes, you know that I'm covering some old territory because it's early in the year and there's only a couple of things that have come out that I've actually found interesting so far, but you'll see them next episode, I'm confident. And then we followed that up with Bad Nostalgia, a song called Patricia, from their record Silent Through the Fall, came out on November 16th on Pulling Teeth Records. Apparently they're out of Denver, Colorado. This is their debut. They're a six-piece, and they're loud. That's all I really know about them, except that this is available on Bandcamp for $5. And it's really, really good. So we're going to keep things moving, I guess. We're going to start everything off first set. I think you'll kind of like. It's a little weird. This is Welshy Arms, and the song is called Wild.
Thank you. gonna tell your best friends. Gonna do a little drinking, maybe do some fighting. Gonna get some blood on your best friends. So maybe do some f***ing. Gonna fall in love with your best friends.
Well, that was pretty proppy, huh? That was Spirit Animal, a song called Best Friends from their record Born Yesterday. Came out on Atlantic Records on August 3rd. It's the debut LP from this Brooklyn, New York alt rock act. Kind of mixes group Love and the Struts. It's a little corporate rockish overall, but enjoyable. You got to spin it once in a while. Before that, we heard Smokescreen, a song called Falling Down. Their record is called Used to Yesterday. It came out on Slumberland Records on July 13th. Also available on Bandcamp. You should really check out Slumberland. They got a really good deal going right now. They're releasing a bunch of 7 inches in a box set this year. This is Smokescreen's second LP. They're kind of a dark pop group out of L.A. They got that Flying Nun New Zealand pop sound going. I really enjoyed it. And then we started everything off with Welsh Yarm's song called Wild from a record called No Place Is Home, which came out on Vertigo Berlin and Republic Records on May 25th last year. These guys are out of Cleveland, Ohio. They're a six-piece. This is a really interesting record. Kind of mixes some spaghetti western soundtrack sounds with a little indie rock, some blues, some pop, some gospel. It's got a good radio vibe all over it. Should have been a hit. These guys formed in 2013, and that was their debut after 5 years. So that was a pretty pop set. This next set, I don't know, could be poppy. Probably not. Let's try it. This is Blood on Wheels, and the song is called Don't Wanna.
We'll be right back. You're too far away. I can't see you. The light is in my face. I can't touch you. I wouldn't if I could. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to. I can't love you how you want me to.
Well, that last track was a bit of a left turn, huh? That was Boy Genius, song called Bite the Hand from their EP titled Boy Genius. Came out on Matador Records on October 26th of last year. That's Phoebe Bridges, Lucy Dacus, and Julian Baker, kind of an all-girl supergroup trio. The CB was recorded over 4 days at Sound City in Los Angeles. It's your basic folk rock, but it's got a good hick. Those guys know how to put some songs together, definitely. Before that, we heard Civic, a song called Pleasure, from an EP called Those Who Know, spelled incorrectly, came out on November 9th on Famous Class, also available on Bandcamp. Civic's out of Melbourne, Australia, and this is kind of their second EP of a mix of modern power pop. Follow-up to an earlier EP in the year, in April, had an EP called New Vietnam, which was kind of what turned me on to them, kind of post-punk. And then we start everything off in the set, wait for it, with Blood on Wheels, a song called Don't Wanna, from a record called Blood Money, which came out on June 29th on Crispin Glover Records, and this is their self-produced third LP. They're out of Trondheim, and they're a five-piece, and it's basically an album filled with songs about the darkness of living in a small Norwegian town with unfaithful, common unfaithful what? Oh, unfaithful women. A bankrupt brewery. So, I mean, I was intrigued when I read the liner notes for that, so I thought I should play it for you. What do you think? Anyway, if you like anything in this show, you should give me a shout-out. I'm always interested to hear your thoughts. As you know, I just play 15 songs by that I like. I don't play anything I don't like. That's what kind of makes it different. And I try to play things that are not in the norm mainstream of American rock music. And I can guarantee you that this next track definitely fits the mold. This is Kalen Mikla, and the song is called Skugagins. My God, is Ty Segall prolific. That was CIA, a song called Pleasure Seeker from a self-titled record called CIA. It came out on December 21 of last year on In the Red Records. That was his fifth LP of 2018, this one with his wife, Denise Segall, singing the vocals, and Chiral Gang's Emmett Kelly playing drums and with Ty on guitar. Pretty cool. Don't read the hype about the record. It really is a solid record. It just takes a little while to get into it. But it's fresh Ty Segall. He's definitely experimenting. And I enjoyed it. As I said, it took a while to get into, but I think you'll find it worth the exploration. Before we heard Choke the Pope, a song called Fuck You, from a record called Who Cares, which came out on Jigsaw Records on August 4th. That's the third LP from the Seattle-based pop-punk four-piece, follow-up to 2016's Emotional Response. And you would get that song is tongue-in-cheek about their hatred of Seattle. They're from there. They should be able to do something tongue-in-cheek. Then we start everything off with Kalen Mikla, song called Skudagins, from a record called Not After Not, which translates roughly into Night After Night. Read the liner notes, you'll get it. These guys are out of Reykjavik. They're a synth-punk trio from Iceland, obviously play Dark Wave. This is their third LP, and this is more of a throwback to kind of a Joy Division, first wave post-punk sound. It's really interesting. Singer is Carol Mass. And that song roughly translated into Shadow Dance. So look for Kalen Mikla. I think they'll be really big in the near future. Where are we? We're coming up to the last three-song block. If you got some ideas about future songs, just drop me a note at the home of Tales from the Dropbox, which is at dropboxnotes.net. You can find me on Instagram as Just for Fun Concerts, or you can find me on Twitter as JFF Concerts, and you'll see that I'm just mostly ranting about what a crappy government situation we are in. My thoughts go out to the workers, the federal workers from this partial government shutdown, who are going to go without a second paycheck because of the refusal to compromise. And then, see, you didn't take sides there. You thought I was going to go all political on you. I'm not. This is not a political show. And then again, if you read the liner notes, this show is dedicated to Lorna Doone, who was the better known as the bass player for the original Germs, and to her friends probably as Teresa, who passed away last week. So anyway, you should check out the Germs. If you haven't heard of the Germs, you probably shouldn't be listening to this show. Let's finish up. We're going to start everything off with Big Bliss. This song is called Constance.
Yeah.
And that was The Kids, The City Is Dead, from their record Naughty Kids, which is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Came out on Stargazer, on October 5th of 2018. It was originally released, obviously, in 1978. This is a Belgian punk rock act, and its debut is regarded as one of the best European first-generation punk rock albums. So should definitely look for that. It's kind of power pop flavored, but I thoroughly enjoyed the record. Before that, we heard Sports Bar, Is It Strange, from a record called Stranger in My Head, came out on October 12th on Mr. Falcon Records. It's also available on Bandcamp. This is a three-piece out of Virginia, and it's their debut LP. Saw photos of the band. They look a little sketchy. They've been playing for 9 years. They all have beards. There's 13 tracks recorded in 3 days. So it begs the question, you've been playing for 9 years. You suddenly have it all done in 3 days. Sounds a little suspicious to me. And then we start everything off in the set with Big Bliss, song called Constance, from a record called At Middle Distance. Came out on October 19th on Exit Stencil Recordings. Also available on Bandcamp. And Big Bliss is basically a Brooklyn music extractor. They are essentially Interpol for 2018. It's a three-piece composed of Tim Race, Wallace May, and Corey Race, apparently Tim's brother. And it's pretty cool. Nothing new churning up there, but definitely a catchy track. Thought you should hear it. Let's finish up today with Sister Sparrow. That's her stage name. This is Arlie Kinchelo. This song is called Ghost. It's from her called Gold. Came out on 32 Tigers on October 12th. This is her fourth LP. She's got big soul vocals, and they're out of Brooklyn as well. So let's finish that off. Sister Sparrow, Ghost, and until next week, peace out.
Left me for dead, I guess.